I can. I purchased a relaxed sauna through Patrick Timpone a couple months ago. I just love it. I've been doing it every day. What are some ideas that I need to do to make sure that I'm not losing too many minerals? Okay, good question. Yeah. I'm going to be interested in this one too, because I do mine every day and make sure I'm doing the right enough stuff. Okay, so when we when we sweat a lot, which you do on these saunas, Ken, I mean, you sweat a lot. What are some key things that
normally you're not going to lose organic minerals? You're going to sweat out
toxins generally, right?
Toxins and inorganic minerals, but most of the inorganic minerals actually are going to get stuck in the body. Mineral loss comes from eating an acidifying diet primarily and not replenishing the minerals in the body with organic minerals.
Okay.
And because they're not in our food. Even organic food from the health food stores does not have the level of minerals that it should have in it. So if you're not growing your own or getting it grown locally from somebody that's growing good nutrient-dense food, you're going to become deficient. And also just aging. Aging over time, it converts organic minerals. Well, the body accumulates inorganic minerals from things like water and salt and things like that, particularly water. And while it's accumulating inorganic minerals, it's losing organic minerals. And so that's what calcification is. That's when you get arthritis and things like that. So the solution is, first of all, get testing to see where your bone density is and where your mineral levels are. You can get a hair analysis from Analytical Research Labs in Phoenix. Their website is ARLTMA.com. It's like $135 for a hair analysis. That will tell you where your mineral levels are at. Quantum biofeedback with the machines like the QXCI SCIO or the Indigo or the Eductor or the LIFE system, L-I-F-E system. Those can tell you about your mineral levels. And then a bone density scan. All of those can tell you where your mineral levels are and if you've got osteoporosis or osteopenia. Then it's, you know, eating a predominantly like 80% or better live food diet, high in chlorophyll, proper food combining, low in starches and sugars, staying away from acid-forming foods like animal products, you know, cooked animal products, dairy, meat, milk, you know, pasteurized milk, staying away from grains, staying away from tofu and pasta and breads and all that kind of stuff. All of that dissolves the bones. Coffee, that's a huge one. A lot of coffee drinkers have osteoporosis because once you've depleted the alkaline reserves in the body, they can neutralize these acids when you ingest them periodically. When you're doing it chronically, the body doesn't have the alkaline reserves to neutralize it. So the body starts secreting enzymes into the bones to dissolve the calcium to get that to buffer the acid you're ingesting. So just by getting on to an alkalizing diet will kind of stop that. You know, staying off of coffee, staying away from chocolate, stimulants, alcohol, you know, all those kinds of things. And that, you know, testing periodically. I get a bone density scan about every 4 or 5 years. I'll do a hair analysis about once a year. I do quantum biofeedback. Because I'm always testing supplements and things, I'll probably do quantum biofeedback 20 times a year.
Wow.
But you don't need to do it that frequently. But, you know, test, get a baseline, know where your mineral levels are, do all these things. You can also supplement with mineral supplements. I like Angstrom brand minerals. Their website is angstrom-minerals.com. They have 100% bioavailable Angstrom minerals and also the Mygrow minerals at mygrowminerals.com, mygrowminerals.com. Those are Ormus minerals. You can supplement with specific minerals if you're deficient in certain ones, but you know, eventually you want to be ingesting food-based minerals ideally because you're going to get them all in the proper balance. But if you're massively deficient in certain minerals, then you really need to take those individual minerals for a while to bring the levels up. I know that there are a lot of people that will say that you should be able to get all your minerals and all your nutrients from food. And yes, in an ideal world, you should, and you can if you're growing it yourself or you've got people locally that are growing it. But if you're getting food that's shipped from other parts of the world and you're buying from the health food store and you're not growing your own, you need to supplement. And particularly if you become very deficient in something, it could take years and years to bring it up with food, and it may never get up. Certain nutrients may never get up to the levels. It's like sulfur. Patrick, you know, sulfur, it's not in our food.
It's not.
And so you got a supplement to bring those levels up. That's what you do,
just
so
not.
That you just don't go down this path of continual degeneration and deficiency.
Dear Ken, Patrick had a guest on last week, a student of Keshe's plasma science. Could Ken explain a little more and talk to us like we're a golden retriever to understand what Keshe is up to? Talk to us like we're a golden retriever. Do you understand Keshe's stuff?
Yeah, Keshe is up to a lot of different things. I would say the free energy technology that he is giving the blueprints away that people can make themselves is a combination of creating nanotech particles or nanoparticles. These basically what he does is he has you create these copper coils of wire where you put them in solutions that will create a patina on the copper. That basically what it does is create monoatomics and nanoparticles, and then you coil the wire with very specific ways with very specific geometry, and what it's doing is inducing what some scientists would call zero point energy. It's just scalar energy, converting scalar energy into electricity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what his device is doing. It would take quite a while to explain it really fully, but basically you're using a combination of Ormus technology and the geometry of the configuration of the wiring, in combination with the structure of the whole system to convert scalar energy into electricity. And that's what it's doing. And I was just speaking with somebody last night who has built their own and confirmed that it actually does work. And I've met other people that have confirmed that
it works. Yeah.
It works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was discussing with this person how you can take whatever's coming out of the Keshe device and then amplify it. So that the blueprints that the Keshe website has, I think it'll produce a 3000 watt generator. Which, like my house, I need about 24,000 watts to run it like it normally operates, with everything running and stuff. And so 24,000 watts is a fair amount of power. So rather than building a gigantic, huge Keshe machine, there is a way to amplify electricity from any source using an inductor and a Tesla coil. Now, a golden retriever is not going to get this, but basically to make it simple where you can do this for yourself and show proof of concept, you can go and buy a Farberware hot plate. It has to be Farberware, a Farberware inductive hot plate. It's not the kind that heats up coils. It's the kind that when you put a ferrous pot or pan on it, meaning a pot or pan that contains iron, it will heat the pan, but not the plate. That's an induction hot plate. And you can buy them for about 40, 50 bucks online. I think Amazon sells them. And you can take one of those and you can go online and Google Tesla pancake coil and you can see how to wrap a Tesla pancake coil. And you can just make it out of simple wire, like speaker wire or whatever. Hmm. Make yourself a Tesla pancake coil, lay it on the Farberware hot plate, turn the hot plate on, and it will induce 3 to 5 times the amount of electricity in the Tesla coil as what's going into the hot plate. So basically you can take what's coming out of your wall and jack it up 3 to 5 times. So you could do that. You can use that principle with a Keshe generator or any generator or solar panels or whatever to amplify the current coming out and get more for your money, so to speak. But that's essentially what the Keshe device is doing. He's got other technologies that create magnetic plasma that can heal people and do all kinds of amazing things. And he has field technology that can heal people. But I would start with downloading the blueprints if you're mechanically inclined, or work with somebody who's mechanically inclined and build one of his generators and show proof of concept, show to yourself that it works. And then you might be able to get other people involved that can help you build a larger one to do something with.
The more and more I hear about Keshe and talk to people that are, like you, that understand what he's doing, it seems to me, and I may be wrong, but what he calls plasma energy is just God, divine spirit. Just
Yeah,
or
what
is it
really
is, is it just
you might think of it this way, it's kind of like
kind of
the fire of God.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the, yeah, just the juice of God. Yeah,
that's it. I mean, fire is a plasma. So, you know, people have a hard time sometimes wrapping their head around plasma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fire is a plasma. Plasma is like when you look inside of a neon tube, that's a plasma. You know, neon lights, for example, that's plasma inside that's glowing. So plasma is kind of like this state between gas and energy and liquid. It's really, it kind of flows like a liquid, and it's got its own unique properties. So, but that's what it is. And so Keshe has developed this method of using techniques to create this plasma that has magnetic properties, and it can be applied to a lot of different things. You know, it can stop a battleship, it can create free energy, it can heal people.
Wow.
Depending on how it's applied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, he's a brilliant guy. And interestingly enough, too, I saw this online of pictures of Einstein next to Keshe. And Keshe looks an awful lot like Einstein.
I think he reincarnated.
So it makes me wonder if he's not the reincarnated Einstein, maybe.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, he's got some brilliant stuff.
Here's an email for you. On the chicken and egg idea of adrenal and thyroid to boost adrenal for the thyroid, to boost thyroid for the adrenal, and fatigue, can talk a little bit about that to help me explain more how this works.
Well, the adrenals and thyroid, all the endocrine glands in the body, they are the master controllers of thousands of functions in the body. They create and secrete hormones that regulate thousands of functions in the body. And stresses, everything from EMF to deficiencies in our food to toxins in our food and our environment, stress, emotional stress, physical stress, all kinds of things, they will stress the glands in various ways and throw them out of balance. And then when they're thrown out of balance, your hormone balance is thrown off, and then all kinds of functions in the body get thrown off, and you wind up developing all kinds of health issues. So the solution, and this is always something I've always taught, that when you're working on any kind of healing, physical or emotional, you've got to work on the glands. You've got to heal the glands to bring the hormones and the functions of the body back in balance. And when you do that, you know, things return to normal and heal up. I do that using herbal extracts, and in particular the God's Herbs formulas, like the ones I sell on my website and others that Dr. Moore sells on his website. You can Google Dr. Morse Herbs and find his website. I think it's Dr. Morse's Herbal Health Club or something. It's a lengthy URL. And there are others, you know, there are other good herbal extracts out on the market, like Blessed Herbs and Gaia Herbs and Christopher's and such. But I like Morse's because he has developed very organ and tissue-specific formulas, and you can use them in sequence. So I'll use like 6 or 8 of them at a time, and I will take them. Let's say if you're working on the thyroid, well, first I'll do some general detoxing, and I'll use his kidney formulas and his kidney bladder formulas and liver and gallbladder and intestinal formulas and things to get the basic functions of the body, the eliminative systems of the body working, so when you start detoxing other stuff, it can get out of the body. And then I'll move on to working on the glands. And, you know, and so I'll use the different formulas for working on the glands. He's got endocrine formulas, he's got thyroid formulas and adrenal formulas and all of the, you know, formulas for the specific endocrine glands. And I take them, I'll take 6 or 8 of them at a time, and I'll pour them into a double boiler, and I'll boil off the alcohol, and then I'll mix that into a gallon of his Heal All tea, and then I'll sweeten it with the little stevia, and it actually tastes pretty good. And then I just drink like 12 ounces of that 3 to 5 times a day.
Wow.
And I'll do that for, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
And the glands will just heal up, you know. I mean, just everything heals up when you do that kind of stuff.
Huh. That's amazing.
So that's what I do.
Is magnesium an antibiotic, writes an emailer. If magnesium flakes are added to EM brew, will it kill the microbes or break it down to be more bioavailable?
No, they're not. They're not antibacterial. They won't kill it. I'm trying to think what will. I mean, even putting conventional herbal antimicrobials like garlic or hot peppers, they will not kill the culture. As it turns out, they only kill pathogens. They won't kill probiotics. So you can put garlic or even grapeseed extract, not that you would want to, but you could put that into ferments, cabbage kraut or affected microorganisms of whatever. It will not kill the probiotics. It'll kill the pathogens. And so I'll make fermented brews sometimes where I'll just do nothing but hot peppers, which a lot of people would think would kill a culture. They'll kill pathogens, but they won't kill probiotics. So I'll take like a bunch of different hot peppers, like ghost peppers and bird peppers and habaneros and like super hot peppers. And I learned this from a brilliant mycology professor from Costa Rica. I'll ferment the hot peppers and with effective microorganisms, and then when it's done, after a few months, maybe 3 months, then I'll mix in aloe. And the aloe will neutralize the heat of the peppers. And you can also mix in the aloe during the ferment. You can even mix it in at the beginning of the ferment. It'll take away the heat of the peppers, but you get all the amazing chemistry that's healing.
Wow.
So those are the kinds of things I do. But no, magnesium will not kill the culture.
So they got some great hot peppers at the farmers market now, and I just don't do well with real hot. So I could take those and ferment them and put some of this aloe that I have, the fresh stuff,
Yeah.
and you could actually ferment the whole thing together?
Yeah. And the great thing
Wow.
is when you ferment aloe, it's already got, about 5% monatomic gold in it, and it'll just make it that much better.
And so it takes a lot of the heat out of the peppers.
Yeah.
Ah. So
Yeah.
you're fermenting
It'll take
them.
all of it out
You ferment
if you get
them
enough
with
aloe.
can you ferment them like with tequila or something like that, or a agave tequila or some alcohol?
Well, what I do, I use effective microorganisms. So I'll take a quart of organic blackstrap molasses, a quart of the effective microorganisms, which we have on our website. It's called SCD Pro Bio Balance, and 5 gallons of water.
Wow.
And I put it on a heat pad, and I wrap it in a blanket, keep it insulated, and keep it at about 95 degrees. In about 3 weeks, you'll have a probiotic. So if you're fermenting herbs or peppers or whatever, or aloe,
Just put
you
it all
throw it in
in.
there,
Yeah.
and let it ferment for about 2, 3 months, and then you can drink that brew. And in the case, if you get enough aloe, like see, I grow a lot of aloe, so I'll throw in a ton of aloe. It won't have any heat when it's done, and you can guzzle the stuff, and it's amazing.
Wow.
I got food poisoning one time, and I was on a speaking tour, and it was horrific. And this professor I was telling you about, I met him at a health food store, and he I told him I had food poisoning. He said, "Wait just a minute." He ran out to his car. He brought me this bottle of this brew that he made. This is how I found out about this. He brought me this brew that had 23 of the hottest peppers in the world, different varieties. An aloe fermented in EM, and it was amazing. I drank it, and the next day I was fine. No more food
So
poisoning.
there's that many good things, Canrola, in peppers that we,
Oh
that,
yeah,
yeah, really a lot of good stuff.
yeah. It's amazing chemistry. I mean, that's why Dr. Richard Schultz at America's Botanical Pharmacy out in California, he sells a lot of supplements with cayenne in it because
Yeah.
peppers are amazing. I mean, you can put it in your eyes and heal it, heal all kinds of stuff, but it doesn't. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. It
Put
stings.
cayenne in your eyes? Wouldn't that burn?
Yeah, it's a therapy that was used back in the day, and a lot of people still do it, where you put a little cayenne and water into your eye, and it burns like mad.
What does it do?
But it makes the blood vessels in the eye dilate so that you get more blood flow in there, and it usually winds up improving your vision. And if you've got things like cataracts or glaucoma or whatever, it will improve that. And if you do it, continually, it'll. I mean, I've seen people heal it completely doing that. But like I said, it's really painful. So
Yeah, so
I do it other
have
ways.
you done that with the cayenne in your eyes?
I have. It hurts like a, you
How
know
what
what?
was the formula you used? Do you know?
I took cayenne pepper and,
Right.
ground cayenne pepper, put it into water and dropped it into my eye.
Yeah, but how much did you use? Do you remember?
Just a pinch, and maybe your 2 ounces of water.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so even though it hurt, it doesn't cause the eyes to get more inflamed than they are?
Well, they'd get red.
Well,
Like I say,
yeah.
your eyes, they get bloodshot and the veins dilate, but then things heal up.
I'll be darned.
And you know, the inflammation goes away, but yeah, it's like
I
you're
like
gonna
to
know
put
it.
I like to put that Stockton Aloe in my eye. I get a little eye cap, you know, with some fresh. Ooh, man, do the eyes like that? Ooh, man.
Yeah, I use this stuff called Liquid Manna. If you can go to liquidmanna.com, MANNA, and I get their strongest Liquid Manna version, and I put it in a little dropper bottle. And I keep it at my computer, so if I'm sitting at the computer for long periods of time, and my eyes get tired, I'll just drop that in there, and it's amazing because that stuff has the frequency of oxygen programmed into it, so it just floods the eye with oxygen, which really, really helps with fatigue or eye issues.
So you're just putting the liquid manna straight away in your eyes?
I do, yeah. And they can't, I can't technically, I can't recommend that for people to do that because it's not designed as an ocular fluid, you know, but I've been doing it for years. I've never had a problem with it. That's just one application.
Liquidmanna.com?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the idea because the man who invented it, who's dead now, Fred Neal, he developed this stuff, and his wife was blind in one eye and had been so for about 18 years, and she started putting it into her eye, and after a few months, she regained her vision.
Whoa, just a straight liquid man in her eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's brings amazing. Oxygen? It brings oxygen, huh?
Yeah, I think what it is, I mean, it's a proprietary formula, and so I don't know for sure, but every indication from what I see of it, it appears to be an ormus water that has been programmed with a frequency of oxygen, and the ormus will hold the frequency permanently. And so it acts like water that has more oxygen in it than it can actually chemically, physically hold.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty
amazing. A couple more, then we'll let you go. Is there a meter, writes Susie, that measures scalar waves? Is all scalar energy inherently good? And can we measure the output of your rest shield at home?
Those are really good questions. I don't know of any meter that you can buy or build to measure scalar waves. I mean, I know there are some, but the ones that I've seen were like one was from an NSA scientist. You may be able to go online now and Google, you know, do-it-yourself or homemade scalar detector.
Well, then how do you know that the rest shield is doing its thing?
Because we measure the effects that it has on living organisms, which is actually the only thing that matters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's scalar or electromagnetic or it's a therapy or whatever. The only thing that matters is what happens to the subject.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding.
And so we know from experiments with scalar waves from scientists and government labs that have access to technology where they can see what's really going on. We know that what it's doing as far as structuring waves and those kinds of things, but as far as measuring the effects on people or animals or plants, what I've always done with anything, with supplements or my devices or anybody else's, is that we take test subjects and we hook them up to things like quantum biofeedback or live cell analysis or different kinds of testing, thermography, Curlian photography, GDV cameras, different things. And then we measure them without anything going on, and then we put them in the field or with whether therapy or supplement or whatever, and we see what the effects are at time intervals after they are exposed and see what happens in the body. And so this is how, for example, I learned that MMS, chlorine dioxide, does what Jim Humble says it does, that it's this stuff is literally bleach, but when you use it as directed, it does convert into oxygen and a small amount of salt. We measured this, we detected this, we did tests to see this because I was doing it with myself and I wanted to know for a fact.
That's why it works.
Yeah. But so this is and practically speaking, this is what people can do for themselves, whether it's my scalar stuff or anybody else's or supplements or whatever. You can get connected to quantum biofeedback devices like the QXCI SCIO or the Indigo or the Adductor. Those are all different versions of the same thing, or the Life System. You can go to my website at freshandalive.com on the services page, and you can see there are SCIO and Indigo practitioners there and lists of practitioners around the U.S. that you can download, or you can just Google it. You can find a person that does thermography in your area, or you can email us. Actually, if you email us and say, hey, what kinds of testing can I do to determine if your devices or any other therapy work, and we can, my staff will email a whole list of things that I've written up of all these different kinds of tests that you can do.
Interesting.
But basically you test, you do a benchmark and test without exposure to these things. Then you expose yourself to them, and then you test again and you see what the results are. And that's really all that matters.
We've been working with a dentist in Austin, Dr. Ellie Phillips, I guess. Phillips. And she's got a very unconventional kind of whole dental system to help heal gum disease and not have any plaque and get the microbiome in the mouth happy rather than try to kill stuff. You know, it's a whole balance thing. And the first part of her five-part system is a product called Closis, C-O-L-Y-S-I-S. And if you look at it, you know what the ingredients are? Stabilized chlorine dioxide.
Interesting.
Yeah. And here it is, like Procter & Gamble is somebody making this stuff, right? They got a patent on it because it's stabilized. And they put people, we know a fellow up in Washington who's in jail for selling chlorine dioxide.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that unconscionable?
Yeah.
So this stuff works. I don't know what they do to stabilize it, but that's what it is. Yeah. It's just stabilizing.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's just it's called Closis. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, I use MMS and chlorine dioxide solution in dental protocols a lot.
Yeah. Okay, and I did her system for 3 months, and I did an oral DNA test 3 months ago, and I did one a week ago, and some really bad boy pathogenic bacteria were just knocked down by about 80%. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the dentist, how they, you know, when you go to do a cleaning and they'll scrape, you know, the little stuff in between, if you have any gaps in there, scrape it on different four quadrants, put it on a slide, and measure the, you know, the bugs in there. Dr. Nunley has one with a pretty powerful microscope. You can look at the pictures. Generally have about three or four of these bad guys running around, spirochetes, long rods, short rods, whatever. Mm-hmm. I went last week or a week and a half ago. I had zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Exactly.
And no plaque. No plaque.
If I come down with anything, if I start getting a bug or something, one of the things that when you start coming down with a cold or a flu or any kind of pathogenic infection, it gestates in the mouth while you're sleeping. And then what do? When you get up, you drink something and you wash it down in your gut, which populates your gut with the pathogens.
Right.
So when I start feeling like I'm coming down with anything, I immediately start using MMS, aka chlorine dioxide, in my water pick.
Wow.
And I brush my teeth with it, and that way it disinfects the mouth. And prevents, and then also then I'll be ingesting. I use CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, rather than MMS because it tastes better. If people don't know about this stuff and they're interested, then go to Jim Humble, HUMBLE.IS, and you can learn all about MMS and CDS. But yeah, it's like you said, the FDA and came after him and people selling it because it was so effective at healing cancer and all kinds of stuff. It is the one silver bullet that I use for all kinds of pathogenic infections because it just knocks it out.
Do you go ahead and then activate it then with the citric acid or?
When I'm using it for dental purposes,
the classic
I activate it with citric acid solution. Mm-hmm. There are other things you can activate with HCl solution. Some people activate it with lemon juice.
Sure.
But I use citric acid because I buy quantities of citric acid for my water treatment system. I backflush my system with citric acid to dissolve minerals on my filtration media. So I buy gallons of citric acid. And anybody that wants to buy large quantities of citric acid, you can get it pretty cheap at Soap Goods, SOAPGoods.com. So yeah, I'll like say whenever I'm, and from time to time I'll just do it, you know, just to do it. But anytime I start feeling anything, a little snuffiness, a little soreness of the throat or whatever, I just immediately start doing my protocols, which is drinking. I'll drink accelerated silver, monatomic silver hydrosol. I do MMS or CDS. I do the dental protocol, and it just knocks it out before it even gets started.
When you do silver, like we have a really nice monatomic silver, very high PPMs, and I've been giving some to Doodle because she had a little staff thing. When I do it internally, does it kill friendly folk too in there? Or
no.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's the cool thing.
Silver knows what it's doing, the good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Silver targets pathogens by charge.
Okay.
Pathogens, one thing they have in common, same thing with free radicals in the body, they have a positive charge.
Okay.
So silver has a negative charge, and when it goes in the body, it will latch on to these pathogens and then flush them out of the body, and neutralize the charge and then flush them out of the body. So probiotics and beneficial nutrient particles have a negative charge, and they won't be affected.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to know. A couple more. Can recommend something topically for an infection inside my nose. Yeah, those can be very bothersome once they get in there.
Yes, the Illumidine.
That fancy iodine you sell.
Yeah, I would use that. That stuff is very disinfectant, and it'll do all kinds of things. But I would use that topically with castor oil. Rub it in with castor oil.
Ooh, yeah.
And that will help immensely. I would also ingest some accelerated silver from acceleratedhealthproducts.com, and you might even want to try the chlorine dioxide, as we mentioned. Because it's not, if there's an infection in tissue, it's not just that localized tissue, most likely. It's probably because you've got an environment in the body that's fostering pathogens.
Yeah. Could you do the Illumidine with some salt water in a neti pot, too? I guess you could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drink it. If you look at the bottle, I think the bottle recommends 2 or 3 drops in a glass of water, like 3 times a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is that most people need far, far more than that. But some people are more sensitive than others. So as with anything, I always tell people, start with small amounts and work your way up. My wife, for example, could only start with 2 or 3 drops in a glass of water, or it would just knock her out and she didn't have energy to work. And I'm taking 30 to 50 drops at a time, three times a day.
The Illumina, you're doing 53 times a day?
Oh, yeah. I know people doing 100 drops 3 times a day. But,
crazy.
You know, don't go running out there and doing that, folks. You know, start with 2 or 3 drops in a glass of, like, 12-ounce glass of water or juice or something. And then I make this whole nutrient cocktail that I drink. And then see how you feel. If it doesn't make you feel tired or, you know, anything like that, if you don't have any reactions, then you can bump it up a little bit, and increase it. But eventually, you know, you can get up to 30 to 50 drops 3 times a day. Depending, there are ways of testing. There's something called a basal temperature test for iodine that you can do. You can Google that, find out how to do it.
Oh, basal temperature for iodine. Well, you mean, is that this the kind of a Broda Barnes thing?
Where you, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And that can tell.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? The basic idea of Broda Barnes, that if you're at 97.5, you need to get up to 98.6. Do you think that would be really generally? Or could some people just be running a degree colder and be just fine? Thank you.
Well,
you think?
Everybody cycles, but the body temperature has to do with the thyroid regulation of body temperature.
That was the whole Broda Barnes idea, right, Ken?
Yeah, and so if the thyroid's working properly, it's going to keep it pretty well regulated.
And at what you'll see with people. Do you think? At 98.6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if. What I see with most people is it varies quite a lot, and you know, particularly when you're sleeping, because your body goes through these phases, particularly hormonally when you're sleeping, where hormones like leptin and other hormones will fluctuate as you're sleeping, so that you wake up in the morning. And when your hormones are out of whack, that doesn't happen in the way it should. And so your body temperature won't regulate properly, particularly when you wake up. That's why, you know, you do it when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And also your sleep patterns, your brain doesn't shut down. Other body functions, cellular function doesn't slow down. So it's hard to get to sleep, hard to wake up, those kinds of things. So-called, when people say, I'm not a morning person, that's a gland problem.
Hmm.
Everybody's a morning person if their glands are functioning properly.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
so could
drinking
you
coffee, all these things.
Do you think you could raise your body temp just with iodine?
I know you can because I've helped a bunch of people do it.
Really?
Without question.
And they would have to take a considerable, though, for to get the body temp up?
Well, you have to, like I say, you've got to find out what that person's dosage should be. And I use quantum biofeedback to do that. But you can just start with small doses and work your way up. But yeah, when you do that, like with iodine, you'll not only see the body temperature increase, but you'll also see energy levels increase and stamina.
Because that's all part of the deal.
Yeah. It's like with sulfur, same thing, you know, when somebody's sulfur deficient and you give them what they need, all of a sudden their energy levels go up, their body temperature.
It's crazy. People take the sulfur and they feel in 20 seconds, they go, wow. So they could be that deficient. You know, that's what happened to me with the first time I took it. I say, what's that
about?
Most
people are massively deficient these days.
In sulfur?
In sulfur and everything else, and vitamins, minerals, probiotics, enzymes, they're massively deficient because most people are eating nutrient-deficient food that's cooked, that's enzyme-dead, it doesn't have the sulfur, it doesn't have the iodine, and even if they're eating organic from the health food store, that food is still deficient. I've been teaching this stuff for years and years and years. This is why people have to learn how to do fermentation, how to grow their own food, at least do sprouting in their house, and supplement, you know, and get those nutrient levels up and not guess at it. Get testing and know exactly where you're at so you're not just guessing and wasting time and money.
A dear friend of mine who's now moved on is Cosmic Vacation. He used to live down there near you. I don't know if you knew Don Jansen. And he was really into using ocean water diluted for hydroponics, and really cool guy. And he added up to about 1,500 parts per million for sprouts and wheatgrass and garden. You think that's a reasonable TDS if you're going to do ocean water with water?
Absolutely.
Is that a good one? 1,500?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, didn't he start Ocean Solutions?
Well, I think he was involved with that company, and then they stole the stuff, and it was just a mess. And
yeah,
he was involved at the very beginning.
I remember because he was using huge amounts of salt, like ocean salt, sea salt.
So 1,500 is a kind of good one, you think?
Yeah, and it depends on the plants. What I do, the reason I like the Migro Minerals is because they remove the sodium. Okay. They use ocean water to make it, but they remove the sodium, so you can use it on anything, and you can use mass quantities of it on anything. But yeah, you can, like I tried that one time. I used Ocean Solutions on my citrus, and it nearly killed them because there was too much sodium. They're very sensitive
even
to sodium.
Even at 1,500 ppm?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some plants are more sensitive.
Yeah,
than
I guess so. Yeah. So can you drink the Migro Minerals?
Well, it's not made in an FDA-approved facility as a supplement, so technically no, but I do know people that are doing it.
So it's
put
like,
it to you that way.
I do know people. Now, I put in a little bit of ocean water in my Vitalizer when I structure it, and I think I get the PPMs up to about 75 or something. That sounds reasonable?
Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally... You know, TDS is a measurement of the inorganic minerals dissolved in the water. So if you're converting it into monoatomic, it's not going to show up in a TDS reading, which is what you want.
Now, let's see if I understand what you just said. So if I'm putting in a little bit of ocean water and I structure my water, and if I test the TDS and say it's 100 or whatever, does that mean anything? What's that measuring? Is that the inorganics it's measuring?
It's measuring the particles of inorganic minerals in the water. And those particles typically have thousands of atoms of the elements in a particle. Hmm. Whereas angstrom and monoatomics...
they're not measurable.
Well, the angstrom are, but the monoatomics aren't.
Yeah. But then if we go out with a spring, you know, I'd say you're going to look for property, and David Wolf talks about maybe a good 50 parts per million would be a really nice... You know, if you're going to buy property, right, with a spring you could drink. What is that measuring, Ken? Is that measuring inorganic minerals in the spring?
Yeah, it's measuring the inorganic minerals. Oh. And the reason 50 parts per million or less is okay is because if you're eating enough enzymes in your diet, which I means ideally live food or at least supplementing with sufficient enzymes, at that level of inorganic minerals, the body can break them down into... You know, bioavailable particles.
With the enzymes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you start getting too much hardness, the body can't break that all down, and then you get these inorganic minerals get stuck in the tissue in the body.
Wow.
You know, so it's that was a question that took me years and years to figure out the answer to.
Enzymes.
And it, Yeah, it's basically because I mean, if you think about it, in nature, you're going to be drinking. If the world was pristine, certain people are going to be drinking spring water, and it may have some hardness in it, and the body can handle a certain amount of hardness. But when it gets too high, you got to have a lot of enzymes in the body to break it down, or it gets too high where you just can't break it all
And
down,
the only
and
way
that's
would
what
be
causes.
live food or supplementation.
Right. I mean, really both.
Yeah. And if you were going to supplement with enzymes, do you have a fave?
Well, right now my favorite are the Renew Life that I sell, and the reason is because they have the broadest spectrum and the highest concentration of enzymes of any
Renew Life
enzymes.
enzymes.
Yeah, but they're pricey, I mean, you get what you pay for.
But they're systemic, so you take them away from food, correct?
They have both digestive and systemic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a theory that Dr. Nick Gonzalez did with these massive amounts of enzymes, huh? With cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a Dr. Howell back in the early 1900s also did a
Sure.
lot.
Yeah.
But the reason I recommend and use them is because I've been down to Hippocrates Institute and gone through their programs a few times, and they put people on massive doses of enzymes,
Really? Like
like
the pills?
huge
You mean in the
doses.
pill form?
Yeah, in capsule. They're food-based, but they're in capsule
Sure,
form.
sure.
And they'll have people doing like 5 times the recommended dose of a particular enzyme supplement 5 times a day instead of once a day. I mean,
Woo.
there'll be massive doses.
Woo.
And it gets results because they are catalysts for thousands of reactions in the body and functions in the body, and it will accelerate healing when you do that.
What kind of
And that's why
results
they
did you see?
amazing
No kidding.
miracles.
No kidding.
People, well, I mean, tons and tons of cancer gone, in like 3 weeks. I saw a guy one time went in there. He was paraplegic, couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair. He was slumped over. He was weak as all could be. Barely had any life force left, didn't want to live. Came back 3 weeks later, the dude's jumping over couches.
Whoa.
He was out of his
Whoa.
wheelchair. He was so happy and excited. I came into this big meeting room that they had, and they got all these couches of people sitting around. Somebody calls his name. He jumps over a couch to go meet them.
That's
And the,
crazy.
3 weeks earlier, he was in a wheelchair, slumped over, and couldn't walk.
So you think it was a
So they
combination of
have.
their live foods and the enzymes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they have healing miracles all the time. I mean, all you got to do is go down there to one of their open houses on, I think it's Fridays when they do this, when they have what they call graduation, where the people that have been there for 3 weeks are at the end of their 3-week program, and they have them get up and they have them talk about their experience. Man, they got people crying their eyes out,
Oh.
going, "I came here with all these problems. I was dying, and now I'm healed." It's like they get
Who's
results,
the main
and they
guy there?
use.
We need to have him on again. He's so,
Dr. Brian Clement,
yeah, he's just amazing,
he's
isn't
an
he?
amazing
He's
guy.
just, yeah. Do you know Brian?
I do. Yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
Okay, here's the final one. So this is worth doing, though. I don't want to do any more and let you go, but this is important. My wife is in remission 6 months. She was diagnosed with uterine and ovarian cancer, had a full hysterectomy and chemo. Well, if you need somebody in this situation, what's the number one thing that comes to your mind that what we could do to help her to heal? I was thinking about getting the Merrick, your water system, the Merrick.
There is no number one thing to do.
Just a
You have to
lot
take
of
a
stuff, huh?
comprehensive approach.
A lot of stuff.
This is the problem you have. I mean, the fact that you went and did chemo and radiation says it all, that you are believing in the medical system and in this concept of treatment. It's
Okay,
not
then
about treatment.
now that
It's
he's
not
done
about any
that,
one single thing.
now that
It's
he's done
about
that, yeah.
adopting the lifestyle, the diet, supplementation, foods, juices, a comprehensive program to rebuild her immune system and her body. Doing chemo and radiation absolutely destroys the body and the immune system. It is the worst thing you can do when you have cancer, because the reason you get cancer is because the body is toxic and acidic, and then you toxify it and acidify it even further with all of that. So it's not any one thing. It's not a pill or a potion or a therapy. It's everything. Go to my website, look at the people and places I recommend for getting healing. Go to places like Hippocrates Health Institute. Go to places like Optimum Health Institute. You need help. You need guidance. You need a comprehensive program to bring her health back around, not any one potion or pill or thing. It's very important.
Yeah, just take on
and also reprogramming.
A whole new lifestyle, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know how this shifted her emotionally and mentally, but there's got to be some emotional healing work done, some trauma release done, some reprogramming of beliefs to let go of this belief in that stuff. And also, if there's any unconscious death wish still there, you know, you can go do the treatments and have the doctors declare you cancer free or whatever, and then up and die anyway because you've got an unconscious desire to die. So all of that's got to be addressed. The people on the services page of my website can help with emotional issues and programming. Lori Bengston, she's an absolutely amazing healer who does something called the Emotion Code, and she can work with people remotely at clearing emotional programming and trauma and stuff like that. And other people on the services page. My blog, I recommend a lot of different people and services. My blog is freshandaliveblog.com, but it's not any one single potion or pill.
Yeah. And Bill, I would also recommend Dr. Massey, who's a wonderful fellow. He's totally into the whole recall healing thing, which is a whole emotional thing with parents and all that stuff. It's great work. Another way to look at it, and you might want to contact Dr. Richard Massey. You can see his phone number and email on one of his show pages. He'll be here next Thursday. Mr. Ken, we're out of here. We're gone. I'm going to go have
all
some
right,
orange juice.
Friend.
I'm just going to go have some orange juice. But I hope these oranges get better, man. Sometimes at this time of the year, you go to juice one of these things, and it's like you get a tablespoon out of the orange. You go, what's up with this? And it's an organic thing, too, you know?
But, oh, mine are awesome.
Yeah, well, that's because you're down in orange country now.
Down
in orange country. Well, yeah. Doodle and I are coming to visit someday, so watch out.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Patrick, I just got my bonfire pit all cleaned up, and we had a bonfire over the weekend, and I got tons of wood from the hurricane, so we'll have a good old time.
All right, brother. Well, we will see you sometime.
All right.
We love you, Ken. Thanks for everything.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
If you want to check Ken out, just click on the Golden Pyramid on the front page of One Radio Network. He's the bomb. Great stuff. 3 hours this morning. Pass on these links to everyone you care about. We're going to talk about living on less food and more love and light and God tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.